In fact, according to Otto Rahn, Cathar beliefs were greatly influenced by Druids, priests, and soothsayers who had spread from Mesopotamia through Eastern and Western Europe to the British Isles. Catharism was an odd blending of ancient earth worship, Eastern mysticism, Gnosis, and basic Christianity. The Cathar faith, sometimes described as Western Buddhism, might have spread to all the corners of Europe but for the blood and fire of the Albigensian Crusade, begun in 1209, which may well have been more of a French civil war than a religious campaign. It was fought between the tightly controlled and austere northerners and the cultured, freedom-loving peoples of the south. Rahn noted the exotic ethnic mixture of the Languedoc region. In the 3rd century BC, an immigration of peoples from the Caucasus to the west took place. Phoenicians, Persians, Medians, Getules, actually Berbers of North Africa, Armenians, Chaldeans, Sumerians, and Iberians, he wrote. Prior to the Vatican-approved bloodletting, the provinces of southern France were virtually independent republics that allowed extraordinary freedom of education, culture, and diversity. Jews were accorded the same rights as the rest of the citizenry. Both agriculture and the arts were flourishing. Many of the Cathars, while Christians, nevertheless still worshipped the feminine goddesses, Isis and Athena, as had their Gothic and Frankish ancestors. It is not known, but strongly suspected by researchers, that this hidden treasure guarded by the Cathars included a copper scroll similar to an etched scroll of copper found among the Dead Sea Scrolls in 1947 at Qumran, on the northwest shore of the Dead Sea. When translated in the mid-1950s at Manchester University, this scroll proved to be an inventory of a great treasure. It apparently was one of several copies. With its detailed directions to hidden Hebrew valuables, the copper scroll was literally a treasure map. Such an inventory in the hidden Visigoth cache would explain why certain French aristocrats, descendants of the Goths and the Cathars, who had access to the treasure, fomented the First Crusade, resulting in the capture of Jerusalem in 1099 AD. Less than 20 years after the Crusaders took Jerusalem and placed King Baldwin II of Le Bourg in charge of the occupied territories, 9 knights were granted a military order called the Poor Knights of Christ and of the Temple of Solomon.